crazy for me.
You,
San Francisco's own DJ Juju, the one, the only, representing his Narcohertz label today. That's N-A-R-C-O-H-Z, as in electronic hertz. Live in the mix right now. We're going to be talking to him a little bit towards the end of the hour. Want to shout out the folks who have been calling in, winning tickets. I know, we only got like the one line, so you may have given up, but shouts to Sean and Lenny for winning some tickets. But a reminder, we still have tickets available for all the parties, okay? Anand Salon, Futuro, the Voltage thing tonight going on at Boca. Also Compression with Danny the Wild Child and Suv, as well as Silent tonight. 751 KUSF. Keep calling. We got some tickets to give away. We got like 8 pair or something like that. 415-751-5873. It's Future Breaks FM. Juju live on the ones and twos right here on KUSF.
Yo, Thank you.
FM, Juju, representing Futuro, Knockerhertz, Cartel, etc. Want to shout out Shale, Sean, Aline, Jason. Ticket winners coming down. All right, check it out. We got another pair for Silent tonight. We got a couple pair for Anon Salon. And we could do Futuro on Tuesday. We can be peeping that out. Come check out this boy, Juju. And also, one other jam. We want to shout out our friend DJ Cyan. There's a jam called Stateless going on at Amnesia tonight. Okay. And that... oh, wait a minute. Actually, that's going on next Friday, August the 25th. I can hear you, too. We got little Juju up in here right now. 751 KUSF, be the digits here for Future Breaks FM. Again, in the 415. 751 KUSF. Come and get some tickets. Tell us that your daddy is cool. Come here. Canada, pick him up.
Daddy's cool.
That's little Juju, future MCs of America, right here on Future Breaks FM. We'll get him on here with Juju in a second for the interview. Keep it locked, yo. Thank you.
Zip it.
Future Breaks FM. We got Juju on the mic right here.
And what's up? What's up?
Who's this young man right here?
This little man is my six-year-old son named ZZ.
ZZ, he's...
I love you, Mommy.
There we go. Shouts out. Now go sit down, Papa.
Shouts going out. All right, check it out. We got Juju on the show today. Hey, thanks for coming, my friends.
You're welcome.
It's been too long since the last time you were here.
I forgot even where this place was. That's how long it's been.
You listen to me.
I'm totally lying.
So, you know, quick background. Juju's been around forever and 2.5 days here in the Bay Area, having a good time with jungle music and doing fun things like Futuro and then Cartel, and now a new thing called Narcohertz, which is emphasizing the dubstep sound, which excites you.
140 BPM, basically. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be locked down only on dubstep, but if I could take it a little further and sales go okay, I'm going to go into some dub, proper dub. There we go.
What's this tune here?
This is called Creation, and it's the second or third dubstep tune I made, and it's actually the one that's a lot of the UK guys, well, not a lot, but like the Headhunters and the Hench Crew cats, they're into it. It's the one that kind of fits in the most to the dubstep realm.
And when did you do this tune again?
I'd say 2 months ago, 2-3 months ago. It was a tune that I had already started maybe 4 or 5 years ago at 140, but the drums were very, very dub 70s vibe, you know, steppers kind of thing. So it's...
So what... What did it for you? Because, I mean, we've been featuring dubstep here on the program for about 6 months now. Dubstep's obviously coming large, but it seems to be really big with kids that were doing jungle and drum and bass. They have gravitated more so than other breaks folks, or even people that were doing two-step, for example. For you, what brought you in?
Bass. It's pretty simple. I mean, I think there's a lack of... And I'm a junglist, and I will always be, and I'm still making jungle and drum and bass. But as far as dubstep, I think it just brings out, it emphasizes bass and the monotonous slow pace drums of dub. And that's what I mean. Even if it's a bit cheesy, some of it's more breaky, but I think the bass is what's got me
absolutely
happy, you know?
I mean, bass is what, that's, you know, that's what brought us all into the mix originally, right, in the first thing there. But, all right, I'll tell you what. Let's back off for a minute. Let's listen to this tune. We'll step on the mic one more time.
All right, no problem.
Juju here on Future Breaks.
Booyaka.
FM. Back online. That was a big breakdown that we had
to do, breaking things in the studio. Sorry, everybody.
Wild in the streets. All right, so we're gonna pull back on this tune for a second, and we're gonna go to
another tune. Yes, yes.
Here's a question that I was very curious about, and I'm always kind of curious about. We hit dubstep, dance floor, reception. How do you feel about that? I mean, because it's kind of it's a head nodding thing for sure.
Yeah, I think I don't know too much about playing out on it still. I mean, the reaction I'm getting at Narcohertz, which is the monthly I'm doing at Futuro now, it has been really good.
Yeah.
We've only done two, and this last week was, I thought, really good. I mean, people were into it. They weren't complaining like, oh, it's not drum and bass.
Right,
we had maybe
right.
one person that complained out of 100. So, and people were in it and feeling it and, you know, dancing. It wasn't just a gangsta head bobbing thing.
Well, I want to shout out Ripple, who did that full Melt Jam a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, like, what was going on with the dance floor? And it was like, it was going all night long. And it was mostly people like basically like breaking into like a kind of a skank kind of thing. Yeah. And almost a mosh, if you will, kind of. Yeah. It's a bouncy kind of vibe.
I think people and I'm not going to say everybody, but I think people in America just don't know what skanking is yet. Or maybe they've never learned.
Oh, so
from
when
the
I
70s.
Say that, people think I'm talking about some ugly ass.
I don't know what. I mean, I know what skanking is because of the, you know. Well, old jungle and old you know, rootsy stuff, dub stuff, but...
I'm talking about ska here, you
yeah,
know?
Man.
Yeah.
The old two-step.
Yeah.
Wiki. Yeah, man.
Okay, so how many releases are out on Narcohertz right now?
I have four ready to go. One is out this week. We had some issues with the, not the pressing, but the sticker on the thing came out wrong. So it's coming out August 28th, as opposed to it was supposed to be out August 5th or something. Mm-hmm. So that's already done. I have two already mastered. I have three, which Pinch did a remix for me.
Right, right.
And I have four and five done. I've been really busy, man. I'm serious. It's been the most, I don't know, the most I've been into music for 15 years. Seriously.
That's awesome. So it's really...
Yeah, I'm in. I mean, I've made 12 tunes in a matter of, what, 3 months? And that's to me is because I take my time usually, you know.
Right. So not one is out just yet.
It's out the 28th of August.
Four. Okay.
It's out on promo. But
and if
four.
People want to find out more about Narcohertz, where do they go? Is there something online? What do you got
you
on
know,
MySpace?
MySpace-y business, I think. It's MySpace / Juju Tech. That's probably the easiest way.
Right.
Because Futuro is down.
I went to Futuro. That's what the deal was.
Yeah,
right
it's
there.
Down a little bit.
Okay, well, Futuro will be back. Specifically, which day of the month is the Narcohertz monthly at Futuro?
What I'm doing is that I'm taking, if it's, you know, obviously four weeks is 3 weeks jungle or drum and bass, and then 1 week is dubstep. I don't really have a particular.
So it's not like the second
no,
Tuesday or.
Whenever I can get a, you know, a nice lineup or if a UK artist. Now I'm starting to think of UK artists coming through, the ones that are coming through, you know, so.
Speaking of artists coming through, what dubstep artists are you feeling? Who's influenced you right now?
Since the get-go, it was Lofa. I mean, when I first heard him, that was it,
oh,
pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah,
he
for
pretty
sure.
much smacked my head off. You know, I was like, what the hell is this? You know, and that was it. I mean, after
this
I heard
rumbling
that,
stuff there.
And
boy.
Then Digital Mystics, obviously. Like, the big boys. I mean, Pinch is, to me, obviously, he does some really moody stuff. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I play it as well. There's too many. Too many to mention.
Okay, all right, there it is right there. Shout outs before we go, anyone?
Oh. Yeah, I got some shout outs.
Here comes Junior Mint. What's up,
yeah,
there?
He wants to say some shout outs. I don't know what he's going to say, so hopefully it's appropriate. Here
no
we go.
No foul language.
Okay, here he goes, Easy. Poo-poo. All right, so there you go. I guess poo-poo is okay to say on the air. He's laughing right now.
He's had some fun.
Alrighty.
Folks, we're talking to Juju here on the program. Juju, who you can check out every Tuesday night down in the Lower Haight, is called Underground SF. It's 424 Haight Street. The club is called Futuro. And of course, you can go find more information by going to MySpace / Juju Tech. That's T-E-K, correct?
Yes, J-U-J-U-T-E-K.
And there you will find information about Narcohertz, Futuro, Cartel, and the man himself. And you're traveling a grip, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, we're lucky to have you on a Saturday. It was incredible.
You're you don't even know.
No, we worked on this for like 3 months, right?
Yeah, man, I apologize for all that.
No, it's I appreciate true. That you came
yeah,
through.
Hopefully I can come back and do a 2-hour show, you know, bring the whole family. And the pets and, you know, whatever.
Hey, the door's open, dude.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Juju here on the program for the second
and
hour.
And ZZ.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Oh, never mind. All right, leaders.
Now he climbs up. All right, Juju, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. And there we go. We got to wrap up the program right about now. Again, Juju and ZZ. Find out more information about him. Juju's a great guy. He's been around the scene as long as I have, since like 95, 94 even. Original member of Funkatech, of course, and then taking things to the limit down there with Futuro on Tuesdays, as we just mentioned. Also, want to thank our guests that came here for our number one, the Advection crew. I have lost all my notes because it was a crazy whirlwind in the program today. And Canada is here, and he's going to say peace out as well. Yeah, it's Future Breaks FM. We do have a few more tickets to bust out. 751-KUSF, again, in the 415-751-5873. We know you want to go check out a gig. Also want to shout out Tidal. I want to shout out DJM. Canada, thanks for doing what you're doing. I appreciate the calendar report.
People are still calling for tickets, man.
Yeah,
We're giving away a lot.
We seriously had 20 people in the studio today. It was insane. But now we have to get out of here and let everybody know that the Turkish Cultural Program is coming up right here, now on KU.
I love you, Papa. I love you, Mama.
Oh, there we go.
It's beautiful.
Cuteness on the program.
Hey, it's Future Breaks just coming into our 10th year. Until next week, this is Push on behalf of Canada and DJM saying
good night and we love you.
We'll see you on the dance floor. Come out tonight. Support. Booyah!
I.